Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Martha and the Vandellas, R. Dean Taylor, Gladstein and the Pips, The Temptations and the Velvets, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label.
She wants a man to always. heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Song from Stevie Wonder, Heaven Can Help Us All, and they reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1970. And we started with Diana Ross on the RCA record label. Song was called Muscles. It reached number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1982, and it was written and produced by Michael Jackson. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson in 1991, reaching number one, called Black or White on the Epic record. Well, Black or White was written, composed, and produced by Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell, and it was picked as the first single from the album entitled Dangerous. Well, Black or White was released on November 5th, 1991. The song has elements of dance, rap, and hard rock music, such as Bill Bottrell's guitars and Michael Jackson's vocal style. Well, the Epic Record Company described the song Black or White to radio stations as a, quote, rock and roll dance song about racial harmony, unquote. It hit the charts at number 35. A week later, it shot up to number 3. And in its third week on the charts, December 7th, 1991, it ascended to the number 1 position, making it the fastest chart topper since the Beatles' Get Back. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Black or White, right here on Motown.
Full of sapping tonight. nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get dull. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Damn it, you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
Beat 'em up. Oh yeah. made of bones. What power does he hold that makes your heart beat faster? You know this craze can be a national disaster. You know that I'd do almost anything for you. But if you want me to look like that guy, Ladybug, you and I are through.
My Ladybug, stay away from that man.
How could your heart be so feeble?
Ladybug, keep away from his arm.
Don't be carried away by his charms. Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that Beetlebug.
Couple of bug songs. The last one we heard was from R. Dean Taylor, My Ladybug Stay Away From That Beetle. Beetle is spelled B-E-A-T-L-E because it was produced and written in 1964 at the height of the Beatles craze in the United States. R. Dean Taylor had a big hit in 1970 with Indiana Wants Me. Before that, Martha the Vandellas, another bug song, Love Bug, Keep My Heart Alone, reaching number 25 from 1967. And we started with Michael Jackson, Black or White, number one on the Epic record label from 1991. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from two such artists. Here comes the third with Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Buddha record label, I've Got to Use My Imagination, right here on Motown Memories.
Since that day,
ever since that down,
that you were gone. lived in a place we called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, cause in the ghetto only the strong.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Well, well, I once believed
too late, too late.
All fellas are nice,
too late, too late.
But girls, listen to me,
too late, too late.
And take my advice,
too late, too late.
Girls, you better get yourself on the right track, cause finding a good man, girl, is like finding a
what I say, girl. Need a head, shoot, shoot, what I shoot, shoot, what I
Velvets, the Motown Memories' favorite artist with Needle in a Haystack. They reached number 45 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1964. They only had one other charting song. Before that, The Temptations with Masterpiece, number 7 from 1973. And we started with Glasnost and the Pips on the Buddha record label. I've Got to Use My Imagination, number 4 from 1973, the same year they left Motown. Well, this half hour, we featured three Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three such artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.